Lucy Martinson is the deputy chief of Big Lakes County, the Big Lakes County Fire Department, to be specific, and she joins us on the line today. Lucy, thank you very much for joining us. Mother Nature is starting to put a little warmer weather on our plate right now, and that means that the frozen waterways are not necessarily as frozen as they need to be, especially if people want to go out on them. Comments on the fact, please, that the weather is warming up and we need to potentially stay off the ice because it's getting dangerous out there.
Hey, thanks for having me. So as our weather is warming up, we want to be mindful of our ice conditions. Open water, streams and rivers tend to have open ice sooner than the lake. So just being mindful of the ice conditions and keeping up with the local weather can help you out a lot.
In your mind, it doesn't matter what time of the year. We could be minus 40 in the middle of January for a couple of weeks, or we could be at the time and weather we are now. In your mind, how dangerous is it to be on the ice anytime?
So understanding the ice that you're on, there's lots of information on My Wild Alberta as well. Understanding the ice you're on and how it affects the ice thickness and what you get through the year. So one of the things that a rule is never walk out on ice more than 10 centimeters thick and never drive on ice less than 30 centimeters thick. So some of those conditions you want to be mindful of, just watching the weather conditions and the ice you're on. So ponds sometimes can be aerated. So understanding the type of water source that you're going to or going to venture out on.
Leather Slate Lake is obviously a very popular spot, especially with the ice fishing crowd. But with the ice getting thin, obviously everybody's going to be thinking about packing up and moving out, especially in these warm weathers. Just in case the unforeseen happens, whose responsibility is it to clean up the ice fishing materials, A, from off the ice, and B, unfortunately, if it goes through the ice and into the lake?
So I had actually talked to a little bit with Fish and Wildlife on this as well. One of the things they suggest is that you label your ice huts and they must be removed before March 31st. The responsibility falls on the owner to remove the shack. And if Fish and Wildlife or another department has to clean it up, the fees or fines will go back to the ice fishing shack owner.
And that's the same thing, I'm assuming, please correct me if I'm wrong here, that is correct should, unfortunately, vehicles like somebody's vehicle or somebody's snowmobile goes through the ice as well?
Yep, you bet. Same concept. You're responsible for your property that goes on the ice or in the ice.
Lucy, I ask, what is the biggest advice you can have, especially at this time of the year? What do you think? Would it be stay safe, or would it just be using common sense?
I think a little bit of both, understanding what ice safety is. And like I said, there's some really good documentation on My Wild Alberta. And just know what you're doing on the ice, common sense, but as well as following local guidelines. Checking the ice every few feet as you go out can be a good standard practice. If you're driving on the ice and you know that the ice is thick enough, driving slowly on the ice so that you don't create a pressure ridge as you drive out on it. And again, like you say, just know your ice safety and know what you're going out to, just like anything else you'd go out into the wilderness or on a boat with.
Lucy Martinson is the deputy chief, the deputy fire chief of Big Lakes County. Lucy, I appreciate your time, Chief. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.